Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors, and today it's President and CEO, talk promo products. I'm here live in the studio this morning with Kathy Houston, who's going to tell us about some kooky holiday gifts she's seen around. Kooky. Hi, kooky Kathy.
Hi, Melinda.
Joe Haley, America's most beloved managing editor, is here as well.
What about Joan Chaykin?
Shh. Uh-oh, she might
she
be
doesn't
listening.
Listen. No, she doesn't
She's
listen.
Not listening.
Good morning, Joe. You must be happy about the Phillies' big win last night.
That was awesome. I went to bed, though, when they were losing. I said, I can't take this.
Oh, fair weather fan.
Man, look what happened.
I was tired.
Everybody's favorite New Yorker, maybe even more popular than Rudy Giuliani, is Andy Cohn. How are you, Andy?
Definitely more popular than Rudy Giuliani. Come on.
9/11, Andy.
It's like subliminal.
And taller, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
I don't know about Walter. That. Saving the best for last, of course, we have Tim Andrews in here this morning. He's our CEO and president, and he's promised to give us some advice today to companies who are worried about the shaky economy. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Melinda.
Thanks for coming in. As always, give us a call. Our phone lines are open at 215-953-4979. Also, you'll want to listen very carefully today for today's secret word and type it in the form on our website when you hear it. The winner of today's contest will receive a weekend stay at the Omni Hotel in Chicago. So good luck
swanky.
With that. It's very swanky.
Yeah.
Joe, what's on tap for us this morning?
Well, as usual, we have a full bill of
goods.
Thank you. Why the long?
Wow, that's exciting.
Why the long face, fella? Andy Cohn has three reasons to be happy about the economy.
He's smiling.
Kooky Kathy Houston found a bunch of kooky holiday gifts she'd like to tell us about. Hey, when in doubt, pinky out. Emily Post has some new etiquette tips for everyone. Attaboy, fella. Find out how employees are rethinking how they give performance reviews. Some companies have a clean desk fetish. What does it mean for you?
Not me.
Yeah, not me either. Desperate retailers figure out how to ramp up holiday sales. How can you get in on the game? What are the seven partnership killers? Stay tuned to find out. Hey, are the editors, are we all good negotiators?
Yes.
Melinda's going to quiz us
yes.
to find out who the best is. All this and the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
Thank you, Joe. Well, a new survey shows that telecommuting is paying off for many companies. More than two-thirds of the companies responding to the study said that increased productivity is telecommuting's main benefit. Nearly 60% of companies that offered a telecommuting option to employees said that cost savings to the company was another big benefit of the programs. Other benefits cited were the ability to hire more talented staff, higher employee retention rates, and a decrease in employee stress. MySpace just launched a service that will be of value to industry distributors. It's called MyAds, and it allows anyone to create a targeted ad and quickly serve it on MySpace. The ads are charged on a cost-per-click basis, and MySpace is promoting the new service as a way for small businesses to target specific audiences in the online community. And later today, we'll have a report on exports from China. The evidence is in that high oil prices, and other economic factors have impacted exports from China, specifically to the United States. The country's export growth in September is 4.2% less than for all of 2007, and 11.2% less for exports to the U.S. We'll also have a new episode of the Joe Show and Promogram this afternoon. Joe, what are you looking at today?
Think snow and ice.
All right, I'm thinking snow and ice.
Sounds like a chilly show.
Oh, I'll warm it up, though. With my charming personality.
All right.
That ought to be interesting.
And devilish good looks.
We have guests today?
Oh, very good.
Well, you guys know that I'm usually the happy-go-lucky type. Is that,
yes,
am I right?
No. Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, really?
Pollyanna is
shocker. How do we know that, Melinda? What's your shirt say today, Melinda?
I think.
How can you read it?
Love, be free.
Love and be free.
Oh, okay.
It's all very,
very
nice.
It's very 60s of you.
Yeah, so I'm a 60s kind of gal.
Interesting.
Even I, though, have been a little pessimistic lately about the bleak financial picture. Andy, I understand you have three reasons we should actually be happy about the economy right now. What are they?
Well, yeah, I do have a few reasons. Certainly, there are many issues to look at that are causing much doom and gloom, but there are some things that are, you know, showing positive trends.
Give us one.
One is gas and oil prices.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, way down.
What have you guys...
I noticed
what,
that.
What did you
weekend.
Fill up the latest with? What was
$49.
The price?
$49.
A gallon?
What was
a
the
gallon.
Per gallon price?
Oh, it was $3.35.
Oh, no, I beat you.
I got $3.09.
Wow.
This morning.
Where, that was in New York.
Right down the road. No,
really?
New York's higher.
$2.99 on the
$2.99.
Way
in. $2.99.
Come on.
$2.99.
What, did you brew it in your basement?
I did not. I pulled into
just
the Sunoco.
His own.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, per barrel oil prices fell below $80. They're a little bit above 80 this morning, mm-hmm. but they fell below $80 for the first time in many months. You know, earlier in the summer in July, it was almost $150 barrel.
So that's good for the manufacturing of
it is. It's
products.
Good for manufacturing. It's good for freight costs, transportation. There's a lot of factors. You know, the cost of just plastic.
How about heating your house this winter, too?
Yeah, how about it?
Yeah.
What's another reason to be happy?
Kathy's very interested in heating her house, obviously.
I am.
Exchange rates. The dollar is much stronger today than it was just a few months ago. Exchange rates with the euro are much more preferable right now. So travel will be better and shipping rates will be better.
Tim, aren't you going to Iceland?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I figure it's cheap.
Looking
to
take
get
advantage
hotel
of,
well,
how much
of
the
bankrupt countries?
Yeah, it's a bankrupt
like
country.
$29
what was
for
that?
A hotel?
Hotels are probably like $29.95.
You better check out the Joe Show today for some ice creepers.
Right. Stay in a ice hotel.
All right. What's another reason to be happy? Surely you have one more, Andy.
I do. Inflation is easing. The cost of many commodities has gone down significantly, along with oil. So have other commodities like metals and just things that go into the creation of many items, but promotional products as well. So that should, you know, cause a decrease in costs as we move forward. Whereas most of this year we've been focused on many increased costs for items in this market. Now we could be looking at some decrease in costs.
Well, that's certainly a little bit of good news. But
anything I can do to bring good news.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
The picture, though, for many businesses is still a little shaky. So, Tim, what should businesses do to prepare for 2009?
I think there's a couple things. One, don't panic. You know, a lot of people are really get in a panic mode when something bad happens. And really what we're looking at now is a big stock market decline. You know, the market, of course, is up yesterday a lot, and it's up 100 points this morning. But and a credit crunch, and those are two really serious issues. But people shouldn't panic. Business is still being conducted. People still need to market themselves. You know, the outlook, I think, overall is pretty good once we get past the presidential election. The other thing that people need to do is really over-communicate. So when you're in a panic kind of time, or people can be panicked, or people are concerned, you know, communicate with your employees, your customers, and your prospects. Don't forget to sort of leave them out in the dark. Let them know how things are. And if your business is doing really well, or you win a big contract, or you have, you know, some questions that you want some help with, just communicate with your employees and your staff. Another thing that I think people really need to think about is make decisions quickly. So if you did lose a big client because they were a big mortgage company and it represented a big part of your sales, you know, really make that decision. What do I do now and how do I move forward? And if you have to maybe eliminate a position or two, you know, in the organization, do it quickly. Let people know that you're done and that you've made the decisions, you can move forward. And another really important point, I think, in the final one is stay true to your brand. So don't make bad decisions just because you're in a hurry. Really think about what kind of brand do you want to have in your business as you exit in, you know, a year when the markets are back and things are a little bit better. Don't do anything stupid. And, you know, stay true to what you're trying to create in your business.
What about the companies that are rebranding these days? Joan Chaykin, our other beloved managing editor, brought up a good point with me this morning. It might be kind of good for the promotional products business because these companies that are acquiring and merging other companies have to rebrand.
Sure. That's a good opportunity.
That's a really good point. You know, Commerce Bank, which was bought by TD, is renovating a lot of their spaces. They've got offices all over the East Coast, and they are taking red out of all their spots. And they were big users of promotional products. And they've got to replace all those promotional products with TD products.
Yeah, actually, we have a story in Successful Promotions this month that a lot of distributors are selling to financial institutions who have merged because, again, same reason they're having. So they could, you know, can still be good clients.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great advice from Tim Andrews. Thank you, Tim. If you'd like to speak with Tim or tell us what's on the horizon for your company, give us a call right now, 215-953-4979. In the meantime, we're going to pause for a message from one of today's show sponsors, I Promote You. When we return, we'll find out how Kathy Houston plans to rid the world of cellulite.
Woo! If only I could do it for myself.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Tim Andrews is with us this morning. Give us a call, 215-953-4979, and tell us what's on your mind. Now, we've all gotten some wacky holiday gifts over the years. Haley likes to wear his light-up reindeer sweater every week right before Christmas. But nothing's quite as wacky as some of the things Kathy's going to tell us about. What are some kooky products on the market right now.
Okay, here's a product every girl would love to receive from her husband for Christmas. Lapo in a box.
Oh, yeah.
What
my
would
husband
you do
gave
if Mark
me that.
Gave you lapo in a box?
Yeah.
What it is, it's...
That's
it's
a deal breaker.
Kind of. Yeah, exactly. It's this new invention, allegedly new, but I've worn things like this before. And it's like kind of like Spanx.
Oh, like a girdle type.
Girdly products, yeah.
Like, yeah, and you know what? I saw it. And you wear, it's underwear that you wear
all the
way
up
to
right,
your
all,
bra
all
line.
The way up. Yes, exactly.
And so can you imagine how comfortable that would be?
I don't...
Fellas, what do you think?
You know
is
what?
It like
that?
Too tight clothes? I mean, I've got a whole closet of too tight clothes.
It's
I don't need to buy anything.
Too tight, tidy whities that go all the way up to your
right.
chest. Would you like to wear that?
That's stupid.
Sounds yeah. good.
You know, it sounds like 10 pounds of sausage in a 5-pound bag.
I'm not touching that one. Even with that.
Really?
It's not getting rid of the cellulite. It's just...
No, it's squeezing you. It's like when you wear your Wonder Bra and you take it off and you wonder where they went. The same thing. Everything
oh,
all
yeah.
comes tumbling down.
Wonder where what went? The bra?
No. You know,
oh.
your Wonder Bra
oh,
is
I see.
To
okay.
give the illusion of.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. And I'm not buying it for anyone, and I'm not wearing it.
I'm not buying it either. So there's our endorsement. And the second product I'd like to talk about is Throx.
Throx.
Yeah. How many times have you done your laundry, and then you only have one out of your pair of socks? So Throx is three socks for the price of two. So
just
they come
in case
you know
you
what
lose
that was
one?
Actually trios.
I saw that was actually introduced
at
the magic
show
in
yeah.
August.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I would need like Octox.
Octox.
I know. That's what I'm
no,
what
I mean, my kids thought I would need like eight pairs to I mean
eight
I
single
like
socks for one
she has
pair.
Octopus as children.
Like, we go through hundreds of pairs of socks a year.
Oh yeah.
Three kids.
And like what happens if the third, you know, you lose one so you have the two and then the next time you do your wash, you lose the other one.
I don't know. Tim, are you buying Throx?
No, I just buy all the same color and
that's
the same
what Joe
type.
That's
better.
I buy
oh,
a six pack.
Very smart.
Right,
a
six exactly.
Pack
a six pack of black
Joe
and blue.
Six pack.
You need black and blue. Six
here
of
here
each.
We go.
And then you're fine.
And do you ever, in the morning, if it's dark, do you ever put a black and a blue one on?
I turn on the lights.
Okay. I don't know.
It's pretty simple.
It it's dark.
I do that. Yeah, definitely. But anyway, this Throx product won Brand Week's Solution of the Year.
So people yeah. actually like it.
So what? People actually
I don't
like
know.
It.
Maybe Throx.
Solution of the Year?
Yes. Oh, you know who wears it? White Stripes. The White Stripes. Outcast and Eva Longoria of Desperate Housewives.
Come on. She wears
That's
Throx.
What it says. That's what it says.
She wears.
She's getting paid to wear those.
Well, it's just three socks.
Yeah.
It's three
There's
socks.
No difference.
Yeah.
It's just a sock. It's a third
sock. I do
sock.
Like the peppermint version for the holidays, though, if you want to check it out on Throx.com.
But what happens if you lose
smell or flavor or color?
Yeah. No, it looks
Scratch
like peppermint.
Snips.
How about taste?
But
all right, well, those
fade.
Are some kind of kooky gifts, but Joe Haley, I think, has some actually cool selling promotional items for the holidays. What do you got?
Well, if it's up to me, the first thing I'm going to look at is food baskets. Food baskets are a good idea for your clients because some companies might not be able to accept individual gifts. So if so, you can send a food basket.
A great group gift as
it,
well. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Everyone, the whole staff can enjoy that.
Except when people hoard the cookies.
Yeah, nobody does
Who
that.
Does that?
No
our
one
department.
Does that in our department. The other thing, sticking with food, I received it once as a gift, a set or a pack of four filet mignons. Mm. And it was a very
good.
Nice gift. And when you eat it, you can remember that company who gave that to you over and over
again. Did you share
with
Pauline or you had them all
absolutely. No, absolutely.
All four to
yourself. she had one, I had three. I had three. I know that some companies might frown upon this, but I think that wine is a good gift. You can get it
I
in
love
this
wine.
Industry, custom etched bottles. And a lot of people have holiday open houses. We have one at my house, and anytime that's beer. Anytime we get a
also
bottle of wine
good.
As a present, we always put it out with the spread. Mm. So you know you can enjoy that.
Well, also, you can keep the bottle afterwards, put flowers in it, or you know, it's something that can
or one of those groovy
while.
Candles from the '70s.
Yeah,
it's very nice. Another thing, leather. Leather portfolios, leather accessories, they're always nice. You know, you can put a nice debossed or embossed logo on there. It's very subtle. That and accessories for small electronics, iPods, iPhones, PDAs, cell phones, those types of accessories. A lot of people might not go out and buy them, but they would appreciate getting them as a gift.
Right.
And I believe we have a caller on the line right now.
We have Alex Harrod of Logo Included on line one. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very good. Now, you do a lot of technology and USB flash drives?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
What do you think one of your top-selling products for the holidays is going to be?
I think digital photo frames are pretty popular in the holidays, as well as, you know, always USB drives are very popular. But, you know, definitely digital photo frames are more of a little high-end gift around Christmas time.
So then what advice would you give distributors to, you know, showing them to their clients? What type of selling tips can you give them?
The main thing is you want to make sure there's a big disparity in, you know, different models with a $5 or $10 price difference as far as the quality and the clarity of the picture. If you go to a Best Buy's or a Sam's or somewhere and you look at them, you can see them lined up where one's grainy and kind of gritty looking, and the other's clear. And that's really what you're paying for in the price difference. And you want to make sure that when you're giving your customers a gift that's going to be $100 or $75 for them, it's got to look great. You know, you can't give them a shoddy looking photo frame. That $5 they save is probably not going to help them in the long run.
Is it important then for distributors to actually take samples with them to show the quality to the clients?
I think it definitely helps get the point across. Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Alex, thanks a lot.
Thanks, no Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
All right, you guys surely know who Emily Post is.
Yes. Andy doesn't.
Andy, who's Emily Post?
I know who she is. She's that
You don't act like
that,
it.
She's that crazy etiquette lady.
Well, a biography's just been released about her, and with it, we've learned some new rules of etiquette that she's had to add to her books over the last few years. You guys want to see if you know what the correct etiquette is for modern-day situations?
This is going to be tough. This is not going to be easy.
All right, first let's talk divorce. Should newly divorced couples send back their wedding gifts? And what if the couple breaks up before the wedding even happens? What do you guys do? Do you want your gifts back?
Should before, you send them back? Yes. Divorced, no.
I think in the first year you send them back.
Yeah, you know, I've given gifts and people have been divorced very quickly.
How
and
quickly?
It's really annoying.
How quickly?
You're bitter?
Maybe you're the common denominator.
I am bitter. You know, maybe I am the common denominator.
How quickly
I think
did they
divorce? Within a year.
And what'd you give?
We gave money once and some sort of.
Well, how are you going to give back,
cash? Yeah, yeah. No.
So you expect them to write your check?
I don't know. That would be nice. They're not using it.
Joe, what's your opinion?
No, I don't want it back. If it's a gift, I don't want it back.
No, what if they didn't even get married? What if you?
No, I want it back.
Then you want it back.
I want it. Well, if they didn't get married, I'm not giving the gift.
Well, when would you?
We usually bring the gift to the wedding.
Like a shower gift,
like a shower. You know, yeah.
Oh,
for engagement present.
So you think shower gifts should go back?
I think I want my gift back.
Oh, it all depends what it is.
I'm with Tim. I want my gift back.
No, people register and they have some pretty tacky, you know, gifts that they want. And it's like. Oh, I don't want that.
Well, Emily's.
Yeah, but
official?
Then you can re-gift it.
Right, re-gift it, or you can return it to the store.
Okay, the boys are way too into
this. Emily's official decree is that you should only give it back if the marriage was annulled or
annulled.
They don't live ever
that means
live
there
together.
Was no
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, what's the difference?
That's what Emily
annulled.
Says. Or if they've never lived together. So I guess in the case of never getting married, you should totally give the gifts back. That's the plan.
All right.
Okay.
All
right.
Not
so we have another one?
Let's talk baby showers. Should men be invited to baby showers?
Yeah. Yes, but don't go.
That's a new thing.
No. Men should not be invited
co-ed
because
showers.
Nobody wants to go to that.
It's all the rage.
No one wants to
have to suffer through
but
them,
but it's nice
to
be
too.
Invited.
That's your problem.
No.
I don't have to
Who's
suffer through
it. Who's the one that got us in that situation?
Should they be invited?
You and the half dozen
should they be? Should men be included in baby showers? And should a man's friends have a baby shower for him? So one of your buddies' wives having a baby, do you have
they wouldn't want to.
I don't really. You know, you can invite, but I'm not going to go.
Yeah, there you go.
So you're going to say screw.
I'll send something. I'll send something. It's another way to get more gifts.
Are you
going to
make an excuse?
I'm busy. I'm very busy.
Yeah, you are very busy. Joe, you coming to a baby shower?
Absolutely not.
You going to hold one for your buddy?
Absolutely not.
Emily says yes and yes. Men
yes
belong
yes what?
At baby showers.
They belong. They should be invited, and they should go.
And they should have them for their friends.
That's what you're saying, Andy?
What does she know?
No,
all right. One more Emily post.
I don't believe that.
New update. What should you do if there's a loud person in the movie theater you're at? Someone who's just constantly yelling at the screen.
Ask them to be
quiet.
I
know what Joe would do. But
I know what I've done.
Was that Joe?
No, that
was what would you do?
It could have been.
Oops, I'm Butterfingers. There goes my 64-ounce cola. That cost me $25, but it was well worth it.
Tim,
yeah, that's
you
an investment.
You
problem?
Sneak out and you report them to the manager and have them come in and have them wheeled
that's
out.
That's the chicken's way out. I would just
really?
Tap them on
that's
the shoulder.
What you
say,
sure,
can
I've
you
done
be
that.
Quiet,
you wouldn't just turn around and say,
please.
"I'm sorry."
Please.
Trying
they
to watch the movie
they may have
here.
A gun.
No, I actually
you know.
Say shut up.
Well, can I tell you that Tim Andrews is right? You should not confront the person.
No,
you should go tell the manager.
He's
and
not confrontational.
And if the problem persists, you should ask for your money back and come back another time. That's what Emily.
Well, Tim Andrews is not from North Jersey. That's not the way we do.
They could have a. They can have a gun.
Stop
or a
talking. Stop talking. I'm trying to watch
can
the movie.
Can you stop talking?
What is up
stop
with the
talking.
New Emily Post rules? They're
that's her
insane.
Son or somebody. Who
but
took over
dead?
That company? Isn't she dead? I think
yeah,
she's
this is from the grave.
Away.
I don't know.
That's,
but
she's
obviously
been around
you guys
a long time.
Need some more help.
Post
etiquette. You need some etiquette brush up for all of you.
Obviously.
Is it proper to post things from the grave?
We are going to pause right now on that note from a message from another one of today's show sponsors, logo included. When we return, we'll find out who's got the messiest desk at ASI.
LogoIncluded.com, your trusted manufacturer specializing in customized flash drives and technology products. Fast delivery, no setups, custom PMS unit color matches, and 50-piece minimums. Visit them at www.logoincluded.com or call them at 678-947-0993.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, coming live to you from our beautiful studios in Trevos, Pennsylvania. Give us a jingle right now on our phone lines, 215-953-4979. And now, you guys, be quiet because it's time for the secret word of the day. You get this word right and you can win a weekend stay at the Omni in Chicago. And the word is, ready? Rutabaga. Try to spell that. I'll say it one more time.
How do you spell it?
Hey, you're all editors. So if you can't spell
speak for yourself. Speak for yourself, Melinda.
Hey, you started out in journalism.
I wouldn't talk about myself.
I was talking about Kathy.
I knew it.
Now that's over, let's talk about performance reviews. Most people get them and give them about once a year, usually toward the end of the year. Kath, what's the best MO for companies these days?
Well, actually, the kids today, they want their performance reviews like ongoing
those
feedback.
Those kids today?
Yeah, they're very interested in knowing how they're doing all along. They don't want a surprise when they get their performance
reviews. Well, it should never be a surprise.
Some companies actually have plans in place now.
Yeah, they do.
People...
Ernst & Young actually has a feedback zone where employees can request or submit feedback at any time.
Feedback zone?
So
feedback
every day zone. They
a physical place?
Online.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So every day they could send a message to their manager.
They have they also have mentors who would offer the feedback. Each employee is assigned. I guess each new employee is assigned a mentor. So
gotcha.
That's pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know
what?
It's my belief, though. I mean, yeah, we do performance reviews here just once a year, but if your employees don't know how they're doing regularly, then there's
something wrong.
That's
manager.
True.
There should be
something
no surprises.
Wrong.
I think
exactly.
We have a performance review, there should be
that's
no
true.
Surprises.
Absolutely.
But this is the thing, too. It says that these younger workers, they, like, appreciate, like, even if you send them an instant messenger, like, we do that. All of us do that.
Great job.
You know, like, we send them an email. Like, great job on that article or whatever. Way to come through.
Right.
You know,
that's just
like attaboy.
Exactly.
Way to go. Attaboy.
Exactly.
Well, Kathy, you've even been known to send emails to people's spouses.
I have?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. No, when Jen did a great job, you
that's
wanted
right.
her husband to know.
I, yeah, because Martin works here, too, so I copied him in on the email. Because I'm nice like that.
Isn't that special?
Yeah, you so are nice. Good like that.
Wow.
Well, moving on, who in this room has an occasionally messy desk? Raise your hand.
I do.
I do.
Everybody does.
Okay, anybody? You guys can participate, too. Steve? Frank?
Steve? Frank? Messy? No?
Frank
okay.
apparently has a clean desk.
That's good.
Well... that could be good or bad, depending on who you ask for, I guess, Tim. But it looks like there's a trend toward companies mandating clean desks. Is that right?
Seems to be. Audi opened its headquarters this summer, and they mandated that people had to clean their desk every day.
Before they left work.
Before they leave. You leave
wow,
work, then your
wow.
desk needs to be clean. And there's a few other places where that's going on. GE is very, you know, explicit about that. UPS and Calvin Klein, their rule is that you can only have white flowers because that's their brand. They want that sort of clean, fresh, you know. So if you have flowers on your desk, they got to
like
be all white.
But you don't have to have the flowers.
You don't have to have flowers.
Well,
but if they are,
much,
if you have flowers, you can only have white.
Like, can they be ivory?
They can be white. That's one thing.
Stop trying to spark in the rule.
I would be the one bringing in, like, the, you know, off-white.
It doesn't look like it works out, though, because another survey says that people that make $75,000 a year, only 11% of them say that they're freaky about their desk being clean. And 66% of the people that make under $35,000 say they are. So.
Really?
Yeah.
See, so if you guys want to raise, just pile up the mess, right?
Well, you should be my office
I've
right now.
Just go mess.
Well, Tim, you're CEO. I mean, do you go around? Do messy desks bother you? What's your take?
No, I think, you know, you should measure what's important to the business. You shouldn't worry about things like this, which are really not that important to the business. People should just get their jobs done.
Yeah. I worked for a big publishing company in New York, and we moved, actually, Andy worked there too. We moved into some really nice offices, and they had for months a patrol around who would come and, you know.
Literally.
I forgot
patrol.
Her name.
You
we
saw
had a
the
great
person
name
coming
for her.
Around.
But when she came, people would be like frantically running
oh,
around.
Wow.
I think the
and
name
then,
was something like Bertha.
What happened if you were caught with the mess?
You'd get
you're
you'd
out.
Get a talking
set to. The corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Clean
it
up your room.
Too, they didn't
you get
want,
a demerit.
You weren't allowed to put personal stuff up. They didn't. So they were looking for like calendars and pictures.
because they wanted this whole professional.
Were you
atmosphere.
Sharing cubicles? You know, was it sort of a shared
no.
cubicle thing or something?
No, offices and cubes.
That's ridiculous. Everything. You know, you should measure things that matter, and that doesn't matter for the business.
Right.
The Philadelphia Inquirer ran an article about this garage owner in New Jersey, and he's got a very messy desk. He just puts everything on top of this desk, and it's to the point where they have it propped up with 2x4s, and the pile the pile is like 3 feet tall. And someone said, "Reach in and see how you know far in you can go, and what date you find." 1969, a
well,
memo from
1969. What's the point of that? He's a hoarder. I saw
wow.
them on Oprah.
Cass, you actually
wait, wait, wait. What'd you say on Oprah?
Hoarders,
about hoarders.
Hoarders. They didn't. They never throw anything away.
That's a different issue.
Yeah,
that's not
that
a messy desk.
No, Kath, you just had a messy desk contest in your magazine,
oh, yeah,
right?
We did.
Mm-hmm. So,
messy home office.
Messy home office. Mm-hmm. And what were some of the things you found?
Oh, God. I really don't know how these people work. Really, I could never work like that.
Are they just stacked up with
yes,
piles
stacked
of stuff?
Up, I mean, and it's in their house, too. So, like, you know.
So it's like in their kitchen?
I would be so stressed out if that was in my house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I need a clean.
But you're a neatnik. Your office is clean,
I am.
Kathy.
Well, not really.
No,
right
not
now,
going there.
Well,
now.
But usually.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
usually it is.
You've got a lot of new products
these
that
are extenuating
being sent
circumstances,
in.
Right.
Well, the good news is people who sent in their messy
sure.
desk photos to Kath, we picked a winner. And
yes, we did.
They won a whole bunch of organizational products.
But we don't want to announce it right now.
No, I'm not
going to
announce
call,
it.
Okay.
It will be in the November issue. See who
yes.
has the messiest desk.
Were you scared
industry?
She was prepared to announce?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, boy.
Did you see I was shaking?
I saw that. Yeah, it was.
All right, guys. Well, a new report has come out about business partnerships, and it offers a lot of advice for partners who want to succeed. Andy, what are some major partnership killers?
Well, I'll go through a few. There were seven cited in this. Uh-oh. Watch
oh.
out.
That's, well, it is getting toward Halloween.
Actually kind of
murder,
scary.
That would be one.
That's a killer.
The first killer is to not have a signed agreement. You know, not just exactly laying out the details of the partnership, you know, the actual percentage of ownership, but also clearly laying out what the responsibilities are. You know, partners get into problems when every day their sort of responsibilities overlap, and it's
sure.
not clear as to what who's doing what.
Well, we do a feature every month in Counselor called Perfect Partners.
Yep.
Aren't there a lot of cases we see
that's
where
like
people
the classic,
don't spell it out?
Yeah, that is classic, and they just, you know, they get into issues with customer service because they're sharing customers, and then they don't
right.
know who, you know, customers don't know who to go to, you know, and then employees get confused because responsibilities aren't spelled
sure.
out clearly. So it becomes a real issue as companies grow.
What's another killer?
Another killer is to lack an exit strategy. You know, there's often not just exactly how the business is going to be sold or the next step in the business life, but for each partner, you know, clearly in that partnership agreement saying what's going to happen if a partner wants to exit before another partner does, or if they both want to exit at the same time. You know, having a strategy on what that is, what that's going to be, is vital so that they know what the end game is in the partnership.
That's a problem in husband-wife partnerships, too. I know, I mean, if there's a divorce, we've seen some family businesses crumble for that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Did
no
they
doubt.
Get their gifts back?
Only if the marriage was annulled and they didn't live together beforehand,
good
apparently.
Question.
One more?
Another thing that this survey talks about is to not have a 50-50 partnership. I know many people, many small companies
a lot of
do.
Companies do that.
But the point is somebody's got to be the boss. You know, somebody's
yep.
got to be the 51% owner and make the final decision, because then you know, the clarity in decision making becomes awfully difficult on those 50-50 deals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you can check out a future issue of Counselor to see some more partnership stories.
Yep,
is
got,
that right?
We got perfect partner section in every issue.
Partners galore.
All over the place.
All right, everyone. It's time to see which one of you guys are the best negotiators. A quiz just came out in Fortune magazine with some different scenarios. And let's see which one of you guys gets them right. Okay, it's time to renegotiate your top client's contract. He loves your work, depends heavily on your services, and pays you more than all your other clients. To make sure you get the raise from the client that you seek, it's best to bluff. You should say you need a 6% increase to bring his fees in line with what other clients pay. And you tell him if he doesn't give you 6%, you won't be able to afford to renew the contract. Is that true or false?
False.
False.
False. Everybody sure? Anybody say true? You are all right.
Yay!
Such high-pressure tactics have the potential for disaster, according to the Fortune story. And once you've made such a strong claim, it's hard to back down, especially if your client refuses to pay. Mm. Another one. You're one of two finalists for a much bigger job, one where you'd be the only woman working with a group of high-powered men. So you guys have to pretend you're women for this one. In the interview,
or Kathy could just answer the question.
In the interview, you want to seem professional, goal-oriented, and capable. So you decide to wear a very conservative suit tone down your usual lively social manner and speak in a direct, no-nonsense way because you want to win the respect of the big boys. Is this a good tactic? Yes or no?
Kath?
I don't know. I don't think you should squash your own personality.
I agree.
Right, I agree.
Be yourself. You be you.
They're going to find out next week, so they got to know now.
Kathy used to be Kathy Houston.
If we'd only known.
She's the only one who wants to be Kathy.
If we'd only known, Kathy.
Be Kathy. Yeah.
Everybody's right again. While a no-nonsense approach can work for men, women should be cautious about using it. New research has found that a man's personal style has little impact on whether negotiators think his request is legitimate. Mm.
That's right.
But style matters a great deal more for women, according to the article.
Wow.
Okay, last negotiating question. You're negotiating to rent office space for your business. You ask if the rent listed at the high end for your area is carved in stone. In response, the broker drops the price per square foot by almost half. Your counteroffer should be close to that number because they've already cut the price so much they can't reduce it more. True or false?
True.
I wouldn't counteroffer. I'd find new space.
Yeah, why is it?
The roof must leak. Why that, you know, something's
why'd
wrong.
They lower it something wrong?
Yeah.
All right, everybody's wrong on that one. If they reduce the rent that much, their original number was hugely inflated. By dropping down rapidly, they've signaled that they badly want to make a deal and are ready to give up the lot, so counteroffer aggressively.
No, I agree with Tim. If they reduce the offer so much, there's something wrong.
How am I going to trust them in the future? How am I going to trust them in the future if they drop a 50%?
Oh, you wanted electricity, too.
Oh, those details.
Indoor plumbing.
Yeah. Well, you guys got 2 out of 3. You're pretty good negotiators.
Yay.
Well, we're out of time today. Thanks so much to today's sponsors, I Promote You and Logo Included. Thanks also to Tim Andrews for taking time out of his schedule to be with us in the studio today. Tune in next week and learn about some of the biggest marketing blunders industry companies make. Have a great day and go Phillies!
Yay. Woo!
Ooh.